even when we pray and believe you, Jesus. We love and we thank you today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You have your Bible, would like to turn with me to Psalm 92nd chapter. Psalm the 92nd chapter. Amen. Psalm 92. Amen. It says, praise for the Lord's goodness. Amen. Psalm 92. And we're so thankful that our God is a good God. I see people worshiping different gods today. Amen. Some are slaves to their God. Amen. They're slaves to the things that they're running after. But I'm glad today that God made me his child. I'm a child of the King. I'm not a slave to the King. I am a child of the King. Amen. And we're so blessed today to be able to praise God. Amen. Psalms 92 and verse 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings, upon the psaltery and upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither a fool understandeth this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, mine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shall be exalted like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eyes shall also see my desire for my enemies. And my ear shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. Verse 12, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. What a mighty God we serve tonight. Hallelujah. Would you put your Bibles down and let's give the Lord a hand of praise for who he is. What a wonderful Savior we have tonight. The King. The King. The King of kings and the Lord of hosts. Would you lift your voice to Jesus right now and somebody praise him for who he is. What he's doing. And what he's going to do for your life. We give you praise, Jesus. We give you praise, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. What a wonderful Savior. Amen. You may be seated in Jesus' name. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. Oh, friend, you know that righteousness is what God does within a life, not what we do. The Bible says in Isaiah 64, our righteousness is as filthy rags. But we know that our self-righteousness amounts to nothing. But oh, aren't you grateful that God, when he steps in a life, he begins to put his value system inside of you. And he makes us worthy of his glory. That's called righteousness. Amen. The righteousness of God. Colossians 1:27 says, to whom would God make known what is the riches of his glory? Amen. I'm thankful he puts his riches and his glory inside of us. It's God that works in us, through us, and through our life around us. God puts something within us. Amen. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But ye shall receive power. Somebody say power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. There is a power with the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost is more than just an experience. The Holy Ghost is more than an experience where you feel the grace and the goodness and the dynamics of God. It is God coming inside of your life. Holy Ghost. Amen. We know that in us is no good thing, Romans 7 says. And this is why we stress and what the Bible stresses. Because, amen, we understand and we recognize who we are not and who, amen, our mighty God is. Amen. The Holy Ghost is not just speaking in tongues, Pentecostals. Amen. So many Pentecostals, they reduce God down to just talking with other tongues. I want to tell you, it's more than just tongue talking. Amen. It's holy walking and living for God and knowing that God is still on the throne today in our hour. Hallelujah. I got more than just tongue talking. I got the Holy Ghost living inside of me. Amen. When God is at work, you know, amen, it definitely had to be God. It's definitely the things of God. And that the miracles of the ages today is righteousness, peace, and joy inside of your spirit through the Holy Ghost. We know that righteousness, peace, and joy are things that you will never acquire in this world, but it only comes through the work of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And God will help you thrive when everything else is declining in your life. Amen. Even when you get old, even when your body starts getting to the place on the decline, I'm glad that my God still has power for you to live and power for you to walk in His kingdom. Oh, what a wonderful Savior we serve. The psalmist begins this psalm and he said, it's a good thing to give praise to God. Amen. To recognize where it comes from and to acknowledge. Tonight we're going to preach about the righteous shall flourish like a palm. The palm tree symbolized all through the Word of God, praise. Something about praising God. We know that, friend, when you praise God, you're giving recognition to the Almighty God. With that recognition, there is an honor and an admiration. But I love it when Jesus entered into the city. We call it the triumphing entry. And he came on the back of a donkey. The Bible says they took down, I want you to notice what kind of branches, palm branches. And they laid their coats and they laid branches in the way. And they waved the branches hollering, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. That was a kingly entrance. Amen. People just didn't do that for anybody. It was illegal to do that, except it was for a king. And that day they recognized, amen, it was the King of Kings coming their way. Amen. Are you thankful the king came to your life that day? Amen. Is the king still alive in your life? Are you still a praiser? Amen. Are you still the one that will raise that praise banner to God and say, hey, he's worthy because he's the King of Kings. He's never left me. He's never forsaken me. Amen. Come on. Praise belongs to the King of Kings. Amen. It's something about praise, the power of it. The amazing glory to God. Because, friend, you look at yourself and you, I didn't get here by myself. I didn't arrive at this point by myself. It's kind of like the turtle on the fence post. It didn't get there by itself. Amen. It took the work and the operation of the Almighty God. He brought me out of a horrible pit. And he set me on a rock and established my goings. What a wonderful God I serve tonight. And in this house, we come because of him. We come because of what he's done. And we worship him because of who he is. Amen. Praise. Amen. Something starts percolating and bubbling on the inside. You start praising God. Start getting the attention off of you. And started focusing on him, the Almighty One. Amen. When you praise God, something starts raising you up. There's a holy elevator. Amen. When you praise him, God starts lifting you up and raising you above your problem. Have you ever been in the midst of a situation and the situation seemed to pound against you? the storm of life come against you, but you started praising God. And when you started praising God, amen, God elevated you above the trial that you was in. And you knew that it was a help and the hand of God in your life. Praise belongs to God, the scripture says. Honor belongs to Him. Let me say this. There's been a lot of stars and famous and rich and talent. They call them stars. They're not really stars. They're just humans. The talent to die, but Jesus is going to live. The rich and famous, guess what? They have to kick the bucket, but Jesus is alive. The who's who in life. Amen. People today, amen, they said, I don't know that name. There used to be's and has been's. And people that everybody used to get in line to see and pay good money to hear. Amen. But folks, I'm glad that my God is not in the grave tonight. My God is alive in my soul. My King lives. My King lives forever. I'm glad that my King is a King of kings and the Lord of hosts. Amen. I was just thinking about people, how crazy they are to, do things about, you know, I chauffeured some people when I was in college that I never got an autograph from. They were rich and famous, and people said, you mean you chauffeured George Strait? Well, I treat him like anybody else. Never got an autograph. I just looked at people like that, even football players, basketball players, different ones, but they were just humans. And folks, when you treat them like a human, instead of just some big thing. Amen. I'm glad, amen, to realize that we're all humans. But I treat one, amen, because He's my God. I give honor to a one true living God, amen, by my life and my worship and my walk with God. It's funny, my mother's first cousin, Uncle Charles Phillips, was an evangelist, and he entered into a mall one day. And talking about people honoring stars and people. All of a sudden, he and Aunt Hazel were walking there. They hadn't even gotten in the mall very, very much. Walked in it good. And people started screaming and running. She killed O'Neill. She killed O'Neill. Well, Uncle Charles, being a countryman, he grabbed Aunt Hazel and said, let's go to the car, run. Somebody killed O'Neill. Well, everybody was running because a basketball player named Shaquille O'Neal was in the mall. And all these people were running to go see Shaquille O'Neal. Amen. Folks, I'm glad to be able to praise a God who's real. A God who's alive. Amen. But there was a uniqueness of the palm tree that the Bible says the righteous shall flourish as the palm. The palm tree is a remarkable tree. It is unique in its manner. Over the 60,000 different trees that we know of, it stands in a category by itself. So does the righteous of God. Just like the palm tree, all the different trees, it stands in a category by itself. The righteous, the people of God, amen, there is something about when God is alive in your life. God helps you to stand out. God helps you to stand up. And God establishes your life. Amen. I'm glad that God works in us. Palm tree. It stands in a category by itself. There's a glory that's from above. I want you to think about it. The power of the palm tree is very strong and resilient. You know, the root system of a palm tree is made up of extreme number of hair-like follicles that begin to spread out, and it secures a large amount of soil, and it begins to collect roots into the root ball of that palm tree. That palm tree has a wiry trunk system. The trunk of a pine or oak tree, it grows in a radial pattern. But the stem of a palm tree is made up of many little bundles of woody material, like wires, that are woven in a cable-like system throughout its trunk, making it very strong. The leaves of a palm tree are clever leaves. When you look at a regular tree, such as an oak tree, the beauty is in its canopy of branches and twigs and leaves. And they reach out and they grab a hold of sunlight and all the different things there. But the problem is that canopy of a large tree like that can also be like a sail. When the wind blows, it could cause even the tree to topple over. But the palm leaves are kind of like an enormous feather system. On a good day where the sun's shining, they spread out. But you know, whenever the weather starts getting bad, they close together. That way, when the wind starts whipping around, that old palm tree, you watch it. Whenever it's whipped in the wind and the storm, it'll rock back and forth. And many of them will get right there parallel to the ground. But it's amazing, they pop back up. The wind blows them in every direction. But they have a pop-up system deep inside of them that causes them to rise back up. In fact, is any of you ever eat at In-N-Out Burgers? There's a chain of hamburger places. It's called In-N-Out Burgers from California. The founder's named Harry Snyder. And in 1972, he started something with palm trees. Supposedly, at many of the restaurant locations, you will see palm trees, and they're grown in an X pattern. An X pattern of palm trees. And so the deal behind it was, he took palm trees because of their strength. But he grew them in that way of an X pattern, symbolic of that's the X on his map. His treasure is that restaurant. I didn't know that till today when studying this. But I want to tell you, God's church is his treasure. God's people, those that love God and live for God, you are God's treasure. You are God's, amen, valuable system. Amen. He loves you more than the gold, and he loves you more than the sand of the sea. He loves you more than the elements and the resources. You are what he died for on the cross. Amen. There's a power that God puts inside of his people. The power of the righteous, that they can praise God. David said this. He said, I was young, but I'm old. I was up, I was down. David went to all kinds of things. I was in and I was out. I was good, I was bad. I was rough, I was great. I was rich, I was broke. I was in the castle and I've been in caves. But one thing I'm going to let you know, the righteous, amen, has never been forsaken, or his seed has never begged bread. I'm glad today that my God, amen, works with his treasure. God looks at us as being his people. We are the bride. We are his church. Oh, we've been intimidated. We've been dehydrated before, but God has not failed. In fact, the scripture says in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment shall he condemn. I'm thankful that this is the heritage, the scripture said, of the servants of the Lord. And that righteousness, the scripture says, is of him and not of us. Amen. Oh, and even in difficult situations like the palm tree, in the midst of a storm, I'm glad that my God has put something inside of us, amen, that causes us to stay put, something that causes us to stand, amen, in the midst of issues, in the midst of problems, in the midst of betrayals and struggles, even at the time where you're at the end of your rope. You know, the children of Israel, the Bible says they face the Amorites, Canaanites, and in this hour you may have to fight and face the backbites and the ain't rights. But if you stand for God, God stands for you. Amen. How many has ever hit amen, come against people that just completely, amen, insulting, coming against you. Amen, those that were backbiters and those that were not right. Amen, oh, friend, from every angle. Amen, but oh, friend, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. There's something about it. Amen, you look at somebody that's walked with God all their life. It's not what they've done, but every one of them would point their finger. I lift up my eyes to the hills. That's where my help comes. The help cometh from the Lord who had made the heaven and the earth. Hey, folks, there's something about the power of our praise. Amen. It belongs to Jesus. Amen. There's something in a palm tree, an elasticity, I can't even pronounce it right behind the pulpit today. Amen. There's an elastic type of deal inside of it that calls it to bend, a flexibility. And for it, in the midst of the storms and the winds and all the different things that comes against it, it has the potential to bounce back. Amen. Oh, I look at King David, and I heard Brother Larry Booker the other night mention, you know, David was the first one that we read of that said to the Lord, I love the Lord. David was a man after God's heart. Amen. I want to tell somebody today, when we love God, we're going to be after God's heart. It's kind of like this hour that we're in. People love what you give them, and they may tolerate you. They'll gladly take from you what you have to offer. But folks, I'm glad that I love the Lord. I'm not just in love with his gifts. I'm not just in love with his blessings, but I'm in love with the blesser, even the thing and who God is today, even the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. I love what God's done, but I love who he is. You know, David sang the song, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. While he was going up Zion's hill to worship. But the same David that sang that while going up Zion's hill to worship was the same David in the cave of Adullam. Amen. He said, bless the Lord at all times, for his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. Up or down, regardless, I want my praise and my honor to point to Jesus. I want my life to give the Lord praise and recognition and thanks for what he's done. The righteous shall flourish like a palm. Palm trees goes through it, don't it? But the palm tree stays. It was in 1992 that Type 5 category hit the Bahamas, Miami, and New Orleans, wiping out so much places. Hurricane Andrew. And there were people that were studying the palm tree at that time. And right before the storm in Miami, they took and they measured everything concerning these different palms that was in their study. They measured the roundness of the base and how it was all the way up. And they measured the height from the top all the way to the ground. And Hurricane Andrew hitting that area very fiercely. I'm telling you, houses, 18-wheelers were thrown 5 blocks. Gymnasiums were, just beat to pieces. And it was nothing but skeletons of red iron just hanging. All around, houses were destroyed. But palm trees that they were studying, when they went back after the storm, they went back and started surveying, and every one of their trees that they had been studying were still standing. There was nothing else around there, just demolished area. Every building in the vicinity was gone. Probably just rubbish laying around. When they begin to look at it, they begin to measure again. At the base of every tree, at the previous measurement, they put a tag. With all the measurements, all the different study that they had per tree. When they got the ladders out this time and the tape measures, or whatever system they used in 1992, They started measuring the trees. And the man at the top, when he would call out the number for tree number A, or letter A, he said, 27 feet high. And a guy would punch it in a computer. The next one, 29. The next one, 31. When they started looking at all the data, the beginning and the ending data, they were amazed. In the short time that that tree had gone through the storm, every tree that was there had grown at least a foot to 2 foot in height. The girth of the tree had spread out even more, and it had become a larger tree, far as the roundness of the stalk or the trunk that we would call it. It was amazing that some of them didn't even have any more leaves on it. But very quickly they started noticing the sprouting of brand new leaf systems started growing all over these things. They scratched their head, and the conclusion they came to was this: the palm tree grew stronger and increased its size due to the severity of the storm. Isn't it amazing? The Bible says we go from faith to faith, from victory to victory. You let somebody go through the storm, amen, that knows their God and their position. I don't care how bad it is, amen, when you live with your life pointing to the Almighty God, amen, and your praise is more than just lip service. Your praise is more than just garbage. Your praise is more than repeating the same little whatever. Amen, when praise is recognition to the Almighty God, hey, it's a good thing to give praise to God. It's a good thing to know that His righteousness, His power, His goodness is what He's doing in your life. That flourishing is what the psalmist compared the righteous to. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. Hallelujah. I want to use some of these young men tonight. Remember Brother Neil, Brother Ashton, Brother Wesley, Brother Brent? Run up here real quickly. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. Man, I need two on this side and two on this side. These are palm trees. Isn't it amazing that in our storms of life, when you go through a storm, the natural or the stressful moment of your life, the natural thing for us to do is start bowing down, sulling up, and shrinking down. When you start going through something, they tell us in studies that a person starts drawing up. When you're under pressure, isn't it amazing that the palm tree, they tell you that in the midst of all this, they still stand. Man, I want to tell you, the palm tree, hold your hands out. Palm. When you stand, hold those hands out, bro. When you give the glory to God, something starts happening in your life. When you stand for God in the midst of your trial, and you think, how can I go through it? Then you realize the battle's not mine. The situation is coming against me. It's severe. My hands I raise and say, God, the battle, the storm of life is coming against me. Amen. Oh, God, You're the one that makes it. Amen. I'm going to keep my faith. I'm going to keep my praise up. I want to have my palms, amen, lifted and surrendered to God. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. Amen. I want you to think about the wind starts blowing. Bow down this way, bro, and stay bowed. The winds start blowing. Hey, this way. The wind's blowing this way. That way. And then the opposite way. You ever seen a palm tree back and forth? Back and forth. forward and backwards. Amen. It's bending. Amen. There's something inside of it, a resilience. There is something inside of it as God given. Amen. Over it, where every other individual will break and shatter. Amen. There's something about those that know their God, those that know their Maker, those that know the beauty of the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Saints of God, the righteous shall flourish. If anything, the enemy wants to steal. He wants to steal your righteousness, but the way he'll steal your righteousness is start taking away your praise. Put your hands in your pocket. Put your hands in your pocket. When we start walking around bowed up and bowed down to the things of life, amen. Amen. The enemy tries to steal your praise, he'll get your righteousness. Amen. You know, praise is more than you just jiving around, jumping up and down in a church service with the beat of the drum. But praise is, God, I'm reaching to you. I'm surrendering to you. But folks, when the praises go up, amen, when your hands go up and your life goes up to God and you're reaching to God with your heart, amen, there's something that happens. The glory of the Lord fills you and God stands with you. Psalm 1, the tree there was the blessed tree. The blessed tree. And the other was those that perished because they were not rooted in the same root system that the blessed tree was. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his what? Delight is where? In the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate. You know what meditate is? Amen. Digest, chewing on it day and night. You're putting it inside of your system. You're holding it deep to your heart. Amen. His law doth you meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not
wither,
and whatsoever he doeth
shall prosper.
The ungodly are not so, but like the chaff that the wind do what?
Driveth away.
Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall what? Perish. Oh, friend, but the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. You ought to stand in this building right now. I feel the glory of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, righteous. Amen. The Holy Ghost is here tonight to remind you. Amen. When you stand for him, he'll stand with you. Amen. Oh, amen. Somebody tonight, you've been discouraged. Amen. Put your roots down and put your hands up and say, God, there's nothing like you. No God like you. Storms have come to you. Problems have pelted you. Ooh. The righteous shall flourish. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I would that somebody walked down this aisle that's been going through the battle of your life. Amen. Somebody's been going through the storm of life. Amen. I want you to come down this aisle tonight and lift your hands. Amen. Let your palms, amen, be lifted out. Amen. And begin to worship God. Let your praises go up, God. You're still on the throne. God, you got this. Amen. The battle's yours today. Amen. Lord, you're my victory. You're my song. And you're my salvation. Come on. Can you give the battle to God tonight? Amen. Can you give the praise to God? When the praises go up, the glory comes down. Hey, victory belongs to the church. Woo, lift your voice. Amen. Somebody needs to close your eyes and just, amen, from the bottom of your heart, just get lost in the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost is here to fill your cup. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Better is one.
Give the Lord that praise. Magnify the Lord with us.
Better is one day in your courts.
One day.
Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Thousands elsewhere.
Zion. Come on, Zion. You may be in a cave, or you may be in the castle. It don't matter. Even oh, where's your praise at? Hang on to your praise. Hang on to that praise to God. Blessed be the Lord.
Oh, yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. How lovely is your dwelling place, oh Lord Almighty, for my soul longs.
Greater is He that is in us.
Even faints for you. For
come on, let the Holy Ghost work right now. Come on, let the Spirit of God minister through you right now. We believe you, Jesus, for the liberty of your presence.
Within your presence.
Come on, let the Spirit of God work and let it flow. Let it percolate in you. Let that flow.
The shadow of your wings. Better is one day in your courts. One day in your house. Better is one day.
Hallelujah.
In your courts.
Come on, righteous.
Thousands
you shall flourish.
Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts.
Hallelujah.
And thousands elsewhere.
Come on, can you put your focus on the Lord tonight? Give the Lord that praise and attention right now. Come on, raise that banner of worship. Somebody needs to stand and worship. Your hands ought to be lifted to the Lord. Come on, stretch them out.
My heart and flesh cry out for you, the living God. Your spirit is water to my I've tasted and I've seen. Come once again to me. I will draw near to you. I will draw near to you. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. One day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. One thing that I ask to see in court. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. How lovely is your dwelling place. For my soul longs and even faints for you. For here my heart is satisfied within your presence. I sing beneath the shadow of your wings. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day. Better is one day. Better is one day. Better is one day. Better is one.
Your voice to the Lord, the King of Kings. I praise you, Jesus.
Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Thousands elsewhere.
Hallelujah.
Dwelling place, Lord God Almighty, for my soul longs and even faints for you. Hear my heart is within your presence, I sing beneath the shadow of your wings. One thing I ask that I would see. See your beauty, to find you in the place your glory dwells. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. One day in your house. Better is one day in your house. one day in your courts, a thousand elsewhere. Better is one day. Better is one day. Better is one day than thousands elsewhere.
Hallelujah. Come on, can we worship the Lord right now? I feel the Holy Ghost wanting to do something tonight. Come on, would you lift your voice and lift your hands to God Almighty? Hallelujah. Come on, worship her. Come on, praise is good. It's a good thing. It's comely to God. Amen. Oh, amen. It's a good thing to praise the Lord.
Within your presence, I sing shadow of your wings. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts. Thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts. Thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house.
Come on, better.
Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere.
Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere.
How lovely is
and thousands elsewhere.
Better is
one day in your courts.
Better is
one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts and thousands elsewhere.
Better is
one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your and thousands elsewhere.
Better is one day.
Better is one day.
Better is one day.
A thousand. elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere.
One more time.
Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere.
One thing I ask that I would see.
Thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Thousands elsewhere. Better is one day. Better is one day. Better is one day than thousands elsewhere.
Than thousands elsewhere. I love you, Lord.
Waiteth for thee in Zion, O Lord. Zion, praise him. Come on. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. That means you. That means you. Hallelujah. And that's more than just good news. That's his news. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Coon, righteous shall flourish. Brother Williams, hallelujah, the righteous shall flourish. Brother Bolton, righteous shall flourish. Brother Butler, righteous shall flourish. In spite of the storm. Hallelujah. Micah 7:8, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. I shall bounce back up stronger and more for Jesus Christ than ever. Amen.
That's the part of the righteous flourishing. Amen. God bless you tonight. Amen. Oh, we're so grateful that you're in the house of the Lord. Bridget and Candy, good to meet you tonight. Amen. They moved here from Seattle. They're searching, looking. They live in St. Augustine area, but I tell you, the Lord has their number. Isn't that good? And He has your address. Amen. Son of God, He has your number. He has your address. He has your GPS location. Amen. Hallelujah. More than dropping a pin tonight, Lord, drop the whole load on me. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand of praise tonight. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Amen. Like the man that owns In-N-Out, that X, that's his treasure mark. Amen. I'm glad I have the treasure mark on my life. Amen. God bless you. Let's go to heaven. How? Greet somebody in Jesus' name. Amen. We're so glad you're here. Amen. Before you leave tonight, at least three or four, tell them. Amen. The righteous shall flourish. God bless you.